Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. Today, I'd like to do something a little different. I want to do a show and call it Turn Off the TV. So many of us have become kind of couch potato zombies. So it isn't healthy in a lot of ways. And also many of us are constantly working or we have family demands and our adrenal systems, we get stressed, we get exhausted. It's not good for our health. And it's really important for everybody to take some time here and there to relax, allow our bodies and minds to kind of regenerate and get back to a more healthy state. Plus, getting out to have a good time, it helps your brain hormones, like endorphins. You want to do that. Everyone could use more happy hormones. So it can be, 10 minutes or it could be several days, whatever it is. You take a little bit of extra time and enjoy life. Life is so fragile. It passes so quickly. And, they talk about stopping and smell the roses kind of thing. So we want to start with the season we're in, okay? We're going to check out things that are special to this time of the year. That's a good place to start thinking about things. So in the month of December, for example, there are some beautiful communities that still have main streets where local merchants decorate for the holidays. It's a nice time to just take a stroll and do some shopping and enjoy the decorations and the local shops. Communities that kind of come to mind, Milford, Pennsylvania, beautiful place, well, beautiful decorations and all. Orange County, Warwick, New York, does a really fantastic job. Piermont down in Rockland County. You can see the bridge from there. Up in Ulster County, Saugerties, which we all know is home to Krause's Chocolates, really good chocolate. Don't forget if you go up there to stop in. Also, you got Rhinebeck, you have Beacon, you have Cold Spring in Dutchess County, another, beautiful county with a lot of great places. Millbrook, there's quite a lot of communities. And local merchants, they work hard to find really nice things to sell, and you're really helping to support their tax base in the area, so you're doing good. So you're shopping, you're getting unique things, and also you're thinking and buying local. There are also retail locations that are kind of off the beaten path that you can explore. And one of my favorites is called The Craftspeople. It's out on Spillray Road in West Hurley, New York. It's kind of between Kingston and Woodstock. And it's a multi-building site, and it's a showcase for one-of-a-kind pieces of work from over 500 artisans. Very unique. You don't see that volume of unique crafts in one place. Also, there's I like Handmade and More in New Paltz and Mima's in Warwick, especially the jewelry. They got some really nice pieces. And Corner Candle Store in Washingtonville is also a special place. So there's, unique retailers all over the place. And you want to seek out the ones that are off the beaten path as well. December is also a good month to visit your favorite historic house or mansion. These properties are open, some of them are open year-round, but they are usually decorated to reflect how Christmas was celebrated years ago. And the amount of effort that used to go into celebrations back then it's just amazing. And you want to take advantage when, people are decorating these properties to go and see what it was like. And it spans the whole, it goes from the Washington headquarters in Newburgh, which is 1700s, all the way up Vanderbilt Mansion in Hyde Park. So you can enjoy a huge variety of festively decorated sites. Some that you might want to think about is you can Google Mills Mansion in Stattsburg. There's Gray Towers in Milford, Pennsylvania, which was home to one of the first, the environmental movement started there, and a beautiful place. And they open it, certain times of the year. So that's worth checking out. Olana, which is Frederick Church's property up in Hudson, New York. You've got Crawford House in Newburgh. Some of these are historic sites. So, the Park Service, whoever take care of them. So they have special hours. You want to go and check the websites and find out what's going on. But most sites have tours. Many have docents that kind of explain the times and they explain the architecture and the furnishings at the sites. And, you know, they provide interesting pieces of information. Now, up in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, residents kind of... The main street is recreated, and it's kind of like an idyllic Americana portrayal, similar to the paintings of their one-time favorite local resident, Norman Rockwell. And that's a really beautiful little community to go up and visit for the holidays. And along with historic sites, there are a few communities that have what's called historic house tours. So it's like private residences. And in early December, every year they've been doing it. The Newburgh Historical Society, for example, coordinates what they call an annual candlelight house tour in Newburgh. And I think it starts, you know, usually it's the second weekend, I think, of the month of December. And it's usually a Sunday. And you go and you sign in at Crawford House, which is the main, you know, historical society property. But then you get a little booklet and you follow this route, you know, you drive around yourself, and it's got the different homes that residents own. And Newburgh, you know, is it's a city with, it's one of the largest contiguous historical districts in the state of New York. So you've got a lot of historic properties through there. And these different families open their homes, and each home tells a story, and there's different kinds of, you know, time frames for them. So that's a really unique opportunity. I don't know any other organization or places that are doing that, but if you hear of anything, let me know, please, through the station. Then there are some special one-of-a-kind kind of places. Some are large, some are small. And these are things you kind of find out about here and there, but nationally known one that I really want to tell you about because it's really spectacular. From late November, right after, you know, around Thanksgiving time until New Year's, in Springfield, Massachusetts, there's a place called Bright Nights at Forest Park. It's a park, and over since I think 95 or something, they've been developing these incredible light displays. So there's animated light displays, all kinds of stuff. And it takes, I would say, you know, almost a half an hour to drive through it. It's in a park. The whole park is decorated with this thing. And you can enjoy all kinds of lighting displays there. Now, this has grown so much, it's nationally known now. It has been named seven times as one of the top 100 attractions in North America by the American Bus Association. And those guys bring people all over the place. So it's listed on people.com as one of the top 10 holiday happenings in America. It's been in the New York Times, Motorhome Magazine, Colonial, Yankee, you know, all over the place. It starts after dark. So figure, you know, like Sunday from, I think it's Sunday to Thursday, 5 to 9. Friday, Saturday, and holidays are from 5 to 11. And maybe there are other unique displays or lighting near you, but it's worth the trip up there. We go up and we'll stay overnight in that area, and there's a lot of other things to do. We'll be talking about some of the other museums that are in that area later in this broadcast, but it's a nice, you can take a couple days and have a nice time up there. But now there's some unique displays also that you might not know. These are like just people in the community decided, you know, I really want to do something for my community. So last year, I drove by a house that was somebody owned up in Marlboro. It's off 9W on McLaughlin Lane. He's got this huge Christmas display, dozens of cartoon figures, and it must have taken the guy 10 years, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, to create, but just amazing. And people drive by, and they just enjoy the artwork. And then over in the town of Newburgh, Colden Hill Road, which is across the street from Colden Park, if you're going out 17K from the city of Newburgh, you know, you got your houses decorated for Christmas, but then there's this little patch where you've got a family that made this huge Christmas extravaganza, and people go in and walk around, and they also do other holidays. They do Halloween, they do an Easter thing. So people go and they'll have, you know, pictures taken for Halloween, and, you know, they do the Christmas thing. And just really nice, and you can bring the family and, you know, walk through. And then across the street, there's a gentleman who, he must have a radio background, but what happens is around Christmas, he starts this little radio station, and he also has this big light display in front of his property. But there's a sign, and it tells you what channel to tune in. And cars drive through, they tune in the channel, and there's all kinds of old fish and Christmas music, and really nice, you know, upbeat stuff. Some park there for a little while and listen to the music. So these are just, you know, individuals that want to do something nice for everybody and really celebrate the season. And, you know, you want to look for things like that. And I don't hear too much about them. I have to kind of stumble into them. But, you know, it's a great opportunity to just, you know, go out and see what else is around. I like to drive down streets and just see everybody's Christmas decorations also. It's kind of fun. And I'm hoping there'll be more nativities coming up, so hopefully there will. Now, during the holidays also, we get a lot of out-of-town family to come for visits. You know, they're staying for several days, and oh boy, what do you do? You know, it's a long, long time. This can be a great time to take them on a trip to an interesting museum. There's a lot of great museums in the area. Now, museums, again, they can range from huge, internationally known, all the way down, you know, big art museums to small collections. Again, some have holiday exhibits or activities that you can look for. You always want to check the website first, because many of them have special exhibits that are going on, and you don't want to miss those. You know, and they also show what the permanent collection is. So the permanent collection, you can see at any time. And then these special exhibits are, you know, great to see, because they're only going to be there a short time anyway. And they're usually very impressive. And, you know, if you have your family in town, it's a great, great time to do it. So the obvious big ones, I would say, for this region, in the Hudson Valley region, would be, you'd want to take them down to the New York City's Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the American Museum of Natural History would be the two bigs. The Metropolitan Museum, it really has world-class changing exhibits. You'll see, you know, Michelangelo stuff, and you'll see Da Vinci, or great, great masters. They also have a tremendous Egyptian collection, and they, I don't know if you've been down there during the Christmas season, but they have a 20-foot blue spruce Christmas tree and display. It is incredible. There's a Neapolitan creche. They've got picture 19 cherubs, and these are the beautiful, ornate, you know, decorated angels. Let's see, 19 cherubs, 59 angels, 50 animals, 71 figures creating various Christmas scenes that were traditional to 18th century Naples. So they'll have, you know, the Magi, they'll have the village, you know, with the manger and the creche, you know, all of that. So it's based on a Neapolitan Baroque creche display. It's a must-see. And if you're going to the Met, that is, you know, that should be top of your list. It's over, I'm trying to think, they have some medieval grate there that came from one of the churches in Spain. It's near. But anyway, that's definitely, I think that goes to, you know, maybe, I don't know if it goes past January 1, but, you know, if it's December and you're looking at things, that definitely is a good place to go. They also have a very, very nice gift shop. They have some really nice restaurants. It's a good place to go for a day. And, you know, you can have a good time. Another great trip, I would say, would be the Museum of Natural History. Tremendous dinosaurs and fossil displays. They also have a space show. It used to be called the Hayden Planetarium, but there's a whole big wing now. It's the Rose Center for Earth and Space. So they do changing exhibits. So you might be seeing a dark hole exhibit one time and something else another. I don't know if they do a Christmas show. I mean, years ago, I know I went to one, and they talked about the stars and, you know, all that stuff with the Magi and how the bright star led them, you know. So anyway, you could check over there. They also, at the Museum of Natural History, there's a variety of 2D and 3D films. And the exhibition halls, there's a very complete overview of just a variety of natural history themes. Now, in the Hudson Valley, you've got a world-class museum, the DIA, which is in Beacon. We're very proud to have them in the Hudson Valley. And they feature art from the 1960s to the present. And from what I understand, they provide tours every Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 and 2, which are free with your admission. So you'd pay your admission cost, but then you can get a free tour, too. And across the river from the DIA, you don't think of Newburgh as being any kind of a great cultural center. I mean, you know, it's not top of mind, but let me tell you, you've got some great museums right in the Newburgh area. There's the Motorcyclopedia Museum. It's 85,000 square feet of exhibit space, over 500 motorcycles from 1897 on. There's galleries that have to do with the Indian motorcycle timelines, Harley Davidson, Chopper City. There's a whole thing with police and military motorcycles. And even, you know, my husband went to it. He's not, you know, a big motorcycle buff, but he came back and he says, you know what? Even if you don't ride a bike or anything, this is a museum you definitely want to go to. It's a fascinating museum. And they've got vehicles from all kinds of movies, like the motorcycle from Ghost Rider, and there's something that had to do with the motorcade with JFK. I mean, it's just really good stuff. So you want to check it out. And if you like bikes, if you like motorcycles, you should also know to check their websites regularly. And you might find that they have a swap meet coming up. So with the swap meets, they got retail vendors and dealers. And I guess people come and they swap, you know, swap out things. It's a good opportunity. So that's the first museum. Another one is on Broadway. It's the Carpalese Manuscript Museum on Broadway. And that has changing exhibits that feature historical documents and just an amazing, you know, opportunity. The man who founded it was a millionaire. He was a realtor in California, and he was trying to get his kids interested in things. And, you know, he'd take them to a museum, and he found that he found them all fascinated by a signature of, I don't know who it was. It was one of the famous historians, you know, either a politician or, you know, I don't know if it was George Washington or Lincoln or something. But anyway, they saw the signature, and they were all fascinated. So he started buying up historical documents, and the kids really got into the history and all. And he had such a big collection now that he has a site in Newburgh, he has a site in Buffalo, there's one in Florida, they're across the country, California, and he rotates this collection. And then what he does, he looks at the entire collection and he pulls specific documents and then makes them into another exhibit that would then travel to the different sites where he has his storage facility. So they had a big one, you know, in the past in Newburgh on, there was one on John Paul II. There was one on baseball. There was one on the people in medicine through the years, you know, from penicillin, all the different discoveries, DNA and all. So you want to check with the Carpalese because they have always had an interesting exhibit. They really have top stuff. And the best one I ever saw there was called the 50 Greatest Documents in History. And it was when the museum was just opening. And I'll tell you, I have never seen anything like it. They had the Magna Carta there. They had the Emancipation Proclamation. They had a page from the Gutenberg Bible. Just extraordinary. So you'll see an illuminated manuscript. You'll see music by famous musicians. You know, they were scratching out the, you know, working out their famous pieces. And, you know, just many incredible documents. And you just want to, you know, that's somewhere I go back each time and see what's going on. They also do some local art, you know, by local local people, you know, on the walls and all. But it was a bank and a beautiful stately bank. So it's a really nice venue right on Broadway to Main Street in Newburgh. The third great museum in Newburgh is located on the site of Washington Headquarters, State Historic Site, which is Washington. So you can visit the nation's first publicly owned historic site and take a tour of the rooms where, you know, history was made. Then there's another building, which is a museum, and It has an amazing collection of Revolutionary War artifacts. Just really showcases the American Revolution. Beautiful. And this is, it's an important site if anybody loves history. And in the months that General Washington was there, I think it was the most important site because he made some of the most important contributions to shaping the American Republic. He was here when Washington rejected the idea of an American monarchy. He was in Newburgh when he ended what they called the Newburgh Conspiracy. It prevented potential military control of the government. How's that for interesting? Then he created the Badge of Military Merit, which was the forerunner of the Purple Heart. And then he circulated a very influential letter to state governors outlining the key principles that he felt was necessary for the new republic. That would be interesting to find. I'd love to read those. And there's also the a related site that's just outside the city of Newburgh that could go with this museum as a visit. It's called the Purple Heart Museum, and it's in neighboring New Windsor, which is another destination to visit, not far away. And right across the street from that Purple Heart Museum, you'll see the New Windsor Cantonment, which is part of the final, you know, all the military people came back and they were living there for a while at the end of the war. So it's a great destination. Now, while on the topic of historic museums, West Point is another must visit. Great to bring the family to or visitors. Excellent tours available. They're open pretty much year round. I think they're closed for like Christmas and Thanksgiving. I don't know. There's like two. Look on their website. It'll tell you what days, maybe one or two days a year. Their visitor center is an excellent resource. There's a wonderful gift shop there. Now, this is one of the world's best collection of military stuff, you know, hands down, a permanent collection. They have changing exhibits. They've got an A-bomb there. I mean, it's quite a bit of things for you to see. And that's where our best military people are trained. So, you know, they're going to, you know, make sure it's a great museum. So that's a great destination. Now, what other kind of museums can we go to? Well, if you travel up the New York State Thruway, visit the New York State Museum in Albany. Great natural history exhibits, lots of great information about New York State and their natural resources. And there's also changing exhibits. Travel up Route 17, the Quickway, to Sullivan County. There's a museum at Bethel Woods at the site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival. If you love music, this is a great place to visit. My husband had his brothers come up from West Virginia and South Carolina to go fishing, and it was a rainy day, so he took them to the museum there. They loved it, and I think everybody would like it. Also off 17, you can go to Cooperstown, visit the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's also a Farmers Museum. Now, our west of Orange County in Scranton, Pennsylvania, there's Steamtown National Historic Site. Great place to see, and they have an electric trolley museum there. There's an anthracite museum, since this was a serious coal mining location. And if you go back between April and November, there's a Lackawanna coal mine tour, which allows you to go into an actual coal mine and see what miners had to go through to generate coal that kept America going. It's a wonderful destination. There's also the Basilica of the National Shrine of Our Lady of St. Anne. So if you're Catholic, you want to definitely stop in at that shrine. It's an amazing shrine. And we got one more destination. Why don't we go over to Springfield, Massachusetts, where bright lights are. And I told you there'd be some other things over there. You've got the Springfield Armory National Historic Site. It commemorates the critical role of the nation's first armory. It preserves and interprets the world's largest historic military and small arms collection. There's also a four-museum complex called the Quadrangle. Very nice, fine museums. You've got the Basketball Hall of Fame there. There's quite a bit to do in Springfield also. So I'm running out of time, so we're going to wrap it up. I hope this gives you some ideas. Turn off the TV set, get out. There's things to do and great places to see. Wishing you a wonderful week. Take care. Bye-bye.